Let's see, a child might be afraid to go into a haunted house because he'd be afraid he'd see.
Be afraid of what?
He might be afraid to go into a haunted house because he'd be afraid he'd see.
He might think he'd see something in there that would scare him away, and see the spirits of the haunts or whatever he thought it was.
Okay. What do you call a person who brings bad luck?
Who does what?
A person who brings bad luck.
Well, I have a different idea about bad luck is what some people do with it.
Well, what's that?
I don't hardly think. People bring bad luck on. Just things happen. I don't know whether it's what anybody does that makes these things happen or not. But I wouldn't know what you'd call a person.
Okay. Well, what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, one name is a bastard.
Okay.
And a illegitimate child.
Okay, fine. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
A funeral home.
What do you call the box or the case that a dead person is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Creek.
Okay. And what's something that's smaller than a creek?
A branch, if that's such a word as it, I know what
you're talking about. Yeah, sure, that's such a word. Now, is there anything that's smaller than a branch, or is that the smallest?
Well, a spring could send out enough water to run. We had a spring in our pasture, in our home.
Okay.
And,
what do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Suspenders. And galluses.
Galluses.
One word for it.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to ham grease?
Don't they call it red-eye gravy?
That's what I call it. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene oil.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
A long-legged hog?
Hog.
How? It has what?
A thin body and a long snout.
And a long what?
A long snout and a thin body. People have told me that this kind is very hard to fatten, and sometimes they just run around wild.
Well, they are with the sahog and the bohog, you know.
Yeah.
Well, where are we?
Well, have you heard people speak of razorbacks or piney woods rooters or pine rooters or anything like that? I don't know if these kind of animals are.
I have heard about the piney woods, something or other, in South Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And that's as much.
Yeah, I guess this is a South Georgia animal. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?